Today, I'm going to share with you from very common and from very known passage, Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6 from verse 1 to 8. Let me read it. When men began to multiply on the face of the ground, I'm reading from RSV, and I saw you have got all NIVs here, so maybe it is not such a... When men began to multiply on the face of the ground, and daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw them, that the daughters of men were fair, and they took to wife such of them as they choose. Then the Lord said, My spirit shall not abide in man forever, for he is flesh, but his days shall be 120 years. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days. And also afterwards, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them, these were the mighty men that were of old, the men of renown. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. So the Lord said, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the ground, man and beast and creeping things and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Let's pray. Beloved Lord, we thank you that you have sent your Son, the bread of our life, so that we have him and have our strength, our sustain of the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, so that each day we can live for your glory. Lord, as we have read this scripture, as we are going to meditate on that, we submit ourselves, I submit myself, Lord. Bless me and use me for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I also like to read one verse from Numbers chapter 6 and verse 25. This is a blessing when Moses said to people, and even now when we elders, when we bless someone, juniors, we say in these words. Verse 24, the Lord bless you and keep you. Verse 25, the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be glorious to you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Beloveds, this is what is the goal of our life. The Lord make his face shine upon you. In one of the translations it says, the Lord smile on you. When we say shine upon you means it's a shining face. Yesterday when we landed at the airport, and Brother Chris and Steve were there, and we saw their smiling face. And so whenever we see someone, and when they greet us with a smiling face, so we are happy. That means they liked us. If someone is with long face, then we are grieved. So that means he is displeased with me. But when someone greets me with a smiling face, that means he is pleased with you, he likes you. So I think that is the goal of our life also, that every time Lord looks at us, he should see with us with a smiling face. Sometimes Lord is not appear with a smiling face. When we read this chapter from Genesis, we saw, Lord said, I am sorry that I made them. Was it a smiling face? No. When he saw the wickedness, how the world was full of wicked people, how the men and whom they have created was not doing the way he wanted them to go, he was not at all happy. But the Bible says, with one man, he was always smiling. Who was the man? Noah. And Noah's story we know from the childhood days. But if that is the goal of our life, we want to see the smiling face of Jesus, the smiling face of the Lord. If it is the goal of our life, Lord, we want that you shine upon us. If really we want Lord shine upon us, how it can be made possible? Just I say, Lord, shine upon me, Lord, smile on me, and then I keep quiet. It is not possible. On our part also, we have to do certain things that will really made him smile on us. So today I want to share with you in very short time about how our worship will be, how are the five acts of worship that pleases the Lord. When you see the life of the Noah, and this Noah's life has given us an idea, give us an example of the life which Lord wants us to lead. In Noah's days, the entire world became morally bankrupt. God could not find anyone on earth who wanted to please him, and so he was grieved and regretted, and creating men, he wanted to punish them and destroy them. But with Noah, he was so happy, he was so pleased that he was not in his list of punishment or destruction. So let us see the five acts of worship that was found in Noah's life that pleased him. The first thing, God smiles when we love him supremely. When we love him with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our souls. In Genesis, the chapter we have read, on chapter 6, that 8th verse says, but God was happy with Noah. See the 9th verse. 8th verse says, but Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. And the 9th verse says, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. And then the end portion, Noah walked with God. Noah walked with God. That means Noah had a relationship with God. When two walk together, unless they are of same mind, they cannot go very far. If I really love someone, if I really love the company of someone, I can go with him for miles. Because we know each other so dearly that we have no problem in talking to, going to. If I don't love anyone, if I am not happy with some person, can I go with him for together longer? I may think, better this man opt out. I don't time to spend my time much with them. But this says that Noah walked with God. Because God so loved Noah, so loved Noah's simpleness of life, so God walked with him. I would like to read one verse from Hosea, chapter 6, verse 6. Let us see what God said in this portion. Hosea chapter 6 and verse 6 says, Lord, for I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offering. For I desire steadfast love. If we really put our attention to this verse, this is what God wants from you and me and for all of us who love the Lord. A relationship with our Creator. That relationship where God really wants us, he desires to have walk with us, to talk to us. Here he wants to say, if you really see that God's passion for you in this world, I desire, he said, for I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice. I want you to know me. I desire your love in return. He longs for us. He wants us that we know him and spend time with him. Just not knowing him, but spend time with him. We have to evaluate our love. I always say that as Christians, as believers, every time we have to evaluate our own time and see that what time we spend with our Creator, our Savior, our Redeemer, is it a time, profitable time? Or just for the sake of spending an hour or 10 minutes or 15 minutes with God? When we have our devotion time, when we talk to him, is it really matters or it is just a routine with us? If we really love God and if we go through the scripture, whether in our prayer or in our reading, are we commune with him in such a way that then the whole things are secondary? Only our love and our talking with him is the supreme. When you see his command, Matthew chapter 22, verse 37-38, he clearly says, Lord, for you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. There is no percentage 99.9% or 99.8%. The all in this verse is so meaningful. Lord wants our all, everything. We sing that song often, I surrender all, I surrender all. But sometimes we sing for the sake of singing. But if we go really go to the meaning of it, what I am singing, I surrender all. I surrender all to Jesus. So Jesus wants the supreme love of ourselves. Noah was the man. Noah, when Jesus, he walked with him. Why he walked with him? Because they were in same commune. So today we have to search our life and see, are we in that communion with our Lord? If we are so, if we are really loving him in our talking and in our working, in our daily going through the scripture, in our praying, that we are one, then I think Lord's shining face will be visible to us. We can really realize the Lord's love. There were two friends in the Bible, Jonathan and David. Each one's heart was so together, so knit, closely knit, that one was feeling always another other. Jesus said, I don't call you slaves, but I'll call you our friends. So are we really with Jesus, with our Redeemer, in that close connections? Are we really offering our supreme love to him? When we look at the cross, we are singing that song, Merrily Aya, Merrily Jia. He came to this world, leaving the throne of heaven. For what reason? Because he loved you. He hanged on the cross of Calvary. And every time he was being beaten, he was being mercilessly quelled. Who was in his heart? You and me. It is our for me and for you that hold him on the cross of Calvary. If he loved us so dearly, dear beloved, should we not also love him with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all our mind, and walk constantly with him in our prayer, in our reading of the scripture, in our sharing love with each other? His face was shining. God was smiling on Noah because he loved him supremely. Let us see the second reason why we can see the shining face of the God, or when we can really see God smiles in our life. When we trust him completely. A friend can trust a friend. As a father, if I really love my son and I can trust him, son, I trust you. I have asked you to do these things. I know you will do that. If I know that my son's attitude to me is not that loving attitude, then I know even if I say him something, he will do the other way. But when Lord says something to us, can he completely trust on us, or we completely trust on him the other way? Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 and 7, where we read about these heroes of the faith, what we see about Noah, what it is written about Noah. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7, it's a famous verse. It is written, by faith Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, took heed and constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By faith, what God has told him, Noah has not doubted anything about that. God has asked him to build an ark. Sometimes when God asks us to do something, it makes no sense to us. Why, Lord? What you are talking? Noah might have sense that you are asking me to build a ship. First, he had never seen rain that time. There was no ocean nearby. There was problem in rounding up so many animals. So, Lord, I know we are so close, but sometimes consider what you are asking me to do. Even now, we being the children of the God, when we read through the scripture, when something comes to us, something what God wants us to do, we may say, Lord, to us it seems a little ridiculous. You have to think twice before giving us this thing. But has Noah said like that? Noah trusted him completely. He has seen no rain. There was no ocean nearby. This huge task of taking the animal, rounding up the animal together. But he has given no excuses. You said, and I will do it. That is the way one believer, one the servant of the God, should treat with the God. When God wants us to do something, we have to trust him completely. These days, we trust our purse. We trust the strong men. In India, we always say, oh, this is the strong man. If you want to do something, you go and take his help. Then you will get it through. If you are not getting any admission in a college, oh, that man is a very strong man. You go to him and ask him and you will go him. But if Lord said, I will do it, wait. But sometime we don't have so much of trust in God, we go to the people whom we said that they can do the things. But Noah said, come what may. My Lord has asked me to do these things and I will do completely. Dear ones, if you want that Lord will shine upon you, Lord will smile on you, Lord will be pleased on you, then trust him completely. Unless we trust him completely, sometimes it may seem the sound, according to world, it may sound, it's not good, it's not proper. But we have to completely trust on him. Psalm 147 and 11. I may be referring so many verses, but when we go through the scripture only tells us that how the people of God, they have trusted on God. Psalm 147 and 11. If anyone opens the scripture before me, feel free to read it. Psalm 147 and 11 says, but the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love. God loves them who totally surrender and have steadfast love on them. Noah was the man who completely have trusted his God. That's why he said, it took him long, 120 years to build the ark. Imagine the embarrassment he must have faced. So many people mocked him, so many people ridiculed him, but he was on his commitment, what God told him to do. Sometimes when we do certain things, maybe our non-believing friends and say, "Arey, why you are still holding that? Do this way, do that way." But I said, no, my Jesus has asked me to do this way. When I've gone through the scripture, when I prayed, in prayer he answered me, I have to do this way. I cannot go the other way. I will trust him better listening to the people around us. Sometimes there are so many opinions, so many opinions. In this our world, in our country, when someone goes to the doctor for some reason, better you go for a second opinion. Okay, this doctor has given me a second opinion. Oh, this also does not look nice. Why not to go for a third opinion? Then they go for a third opinion. But when we come to the Jehovah Rapha, that is the chief of our physician, then there is no second opinion. What he said, that is the ultimate. So when we read the Bible, and if the Bible speaks to us, then that is the ultimate word. We don't have to go for second or third opinion anywhere. Noah said, my Lord has asked me to make the ship, to build the ship, round up the animals and bring them. You may people mock me. You may say, "Arey, this is a madman, what he is doing." You go on saying, but I am steadfast love with my Lord. So he trusted him completely, and so Lord smiles upon him. He showed him his smiling face. And third we see, when we obey him wholeheartedly, obedience is better than sacrifice. When you see in the life of Noah, that he simply didn't ask Noah, God simply didn't ask Noah to build the ship, but he has given him a details of it, the size of it, how it is to be made. He has not simply said, Noah, go and build this ship, but ark, but he has given, when you see, go through the scripture, we see how long it will be, how wide it will be, how many windows there will be. Every details was given to it. And Noah says, and Bible says, in Genesis chapter 6, verse 22, as per the details given by the God, Noah completed the whole work. See, chapter 6 that we are reading, and the verse 22. Noah did this. He did all that God commanded him. I like this small word, all, in the Bible. There are so many alls in the Bible. And here is all. So Jesus wants our all. But Noah did this. He did all that God commanded him. Dear ones, when God says something and gives us some instruction, he owes us no explanation. He said, and I have to do. Like in an army, when the commander says, go, and then the soldier cannot say no. He has to do what the commander has said. If he is our chief commander, and if he asks us to do something, we have to do that way and no other way. And Noah did. If we see verse John 14 and 15, what Jesus say? If you love me, then do what I said to you. That is a very known verse to us, John 14 and verse 15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you really love me, Noah, you will keep my commandments. You will not ask me questions. If we really love him, then there is not to question why and how, but we'll do it fully. These days, technology and everything, people have become wiser day by day. And sometimes in our own knowledge and wisdom, we question God often. But as Christians, as believers, we are not to question God. When he speaks, we are not to reason in our heart. Lord, if I hear you clearly, if you have asked me to do this, I will do this. Come what may. Let the world what they may say. Fourthly, Lord smiles when we praise and thank him continuously. Noah's life brought pleasure to God because he lived with a heart of praise and thanksgiving. Genesis chapter 8 and 20. After the flood is over, after everything is dried up, and then what we see in the life of Noah. He has given praise. He made an altar and he offered sacrifice there. Genesis 8 and 20. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on this altar. Noah's life brought pleasure to God because he lived with a heart of praise and thanksgiving. But now these days, like Noah, we don't offer animals on the altar. Because our Jesus, who is the Passover lamb, he has offered his life for us on the altar of Calvary. On the cross of Calvary, he has done atonement for us. So we don't have to bring our lambs and our other animals in India. This, you know, among the Hindus, cultures and others, till, like Israelis, they are offering the goats and bulls and so many things they are offering as the atonement of their sin. That's what I said. People must know. No more atonement is needed. God has sent his lamb, the lamb, and he has taken our sins and he has offered his life at the cross of Calvary in the altar. So we don't have to bring our offerings of the animals, but what we can offer to him, the sacrifice of praise. Bible says in very many passages about the sacrifice of praise. Let us see. Hebrew chapter 13 and verse 15. What the letter to the Hebrews write in this word. Hebrew chapter 13, 5, verse 5 says, keep your life free from love of money. 15. Through him, then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of lips that acknowledges his name. Continually, through him, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to the God. Lord is pleased when we offer our praises and sacrifice to him continuously. Not that only on Sunday when we come here and we have a prayer and offer, sacrifice this worship service. Not on a special occasion when we give worship service. But as Christians, as believers, as children of God, our heart should always be worshipping the Lord. Even when we are doing our day-to-day work, inner heart should continue to praise his holy name because of who he is and what he has done for us. We have to offer the sacrifice of praise. Psalm 116 and verse 17, there they said we have to offer thanksgiving. Whatever he has done for us, we have to give thanksgiving. 116 and verse 17 says, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. We have to offer sacrifice of thanksgiving. We praise God for he is and what he has done for us. Every time we remember, even today as I were walking past the road, me and Sister Paula and Brother Ghosh, as we are seeing these beautiful flowers, and I was saying, Lord, how you have even cared for this tiny one. Some very big roses and some lavender and some so many other flowers are there. It is all his creation. Thank you God for such a beautiful nature which you have given to us. Wherever you see, it is his handwork. And give God for that. Some oftentimes we don't bother for all these things.
Our life is so fast and we are moving and so busy in our day-to-day activities, we forget to look around and praise God for this, how awesome God is. I went to a place called in India, this place called Gangtok. And there, you know, go high, it is a Chinese border. And first I landed there, and when I saw the snow, and it's a peculiar things which I cannot, describe even. The first thing came into my mind, how great thou art. Really, brothers and sisters. When we see the creation, and when we see whatever, even forget about the creation, when we see in our own lives, many of us here, we are of very old age. Think of this, all these days, what God has done in our lives. Unless He leads us, unless He was with us, it would not have been possible to come thus far. So give Him the praise of sacrifice, the praise of thanks. Lord is happy with them. Lord smiles on them. Lord make His face shine upon them who continually praise Him and thanks Him. It is very easy to thank Him when something is done good. My son was, there was no job for him. I asked Lord for a job and I give Him thanks. Lord, You have answered my prayer. I was in a debt and You have cleared my debts. Lord, I give You thanks for that. Lord, I was very ill and I prayed to You for serious illness. You have healed me. I give thanks to You. In Bengali, we have got a song. Even when your hands are empty, when you're lying on the bed with pains and other, give thanks to God for that situation because there may be something good for you in that situation. Romans 8:28 said like that. In every situation, maybe today you are not in a very happy position. Maybe you are not in a very financial happy position. Maybe health-wise you are not in a very good position. But even then, God has loved you. God has a purpose for you. Give thanks to Him. It's not that only when He bless you, only when you are all, everything is very bright and you thanks Him. Noah thanked Him for 120 years. Even when people are mocking Him, Lord, these people are saying this to me. It's not written in the Bible, but we can imagine. 120 years, one man was building an ark, and people all around was making fun of him. This old man, he is a crack. He is a madcap. What he is doing? But he continued to praise God. Lord, even if they are mocking me, I praise You, because I am carrying out the order which You have given to You. God placed us on this earth for a purpose. Let us fulfill that purpose by obeying Him completely, by trusting Him completely, by offering our love to Him supremely. He is all in our life. There's none before Him. Not even my dad, my mom, my wife and husband. First come Jesus. First is my Savior and then rest of the world. It is not that somebody one night, we always say this when we meet this young couple. Yesterday we saw one wedding. So that couple, they are there, they just married, and the pastor is giving the sermon. He said, what happened on the night, first night? The girl is saying to the boy, you know, there is someone who is ahead of you in my life. Oh, you should have told me earlier, then I would have gone for the marriage. And then he said, who is it, this man? Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, ho, that is the case, that he is also in my first place before You. So, before anyone, it is the Lord. Before anything, no, Lord is my shepherd. Lord is my sustainer. He is my Lord. So I should completely obey Him, trust Him, love Him. And then Lord said, Noah, I am happy with you. I know I can trust in you. Today when Lord sees us, can He says, I am pleased with you. Lord is pleased with them. It is not possible to have faith to get the pleasure of the God unless we have that time of faith on Him. What is our faith? Do we love Him completely? If not, then maybe we are still struggling to feel His love among our life. If you really want to have His smiling face, if you really want to see that Lord loves you so dearly, completely love Him and completely obey Him. Finally, why Noah was a pleasure in God's eyes? Because God wants us also to be not only that come to the church, go to the camp, sing venues, but He also has given us families. And He said, as you love me, love your family. Be human. He wants to be human. We are not angels. That we are always be like very all these devoted people and angel people. But we have to love our families. God has given us husbands and wife and children and mommy and daddy and grandma and grandpa. In India, we have got always a family life. Here what we said in verse 9 and 1-3, chapter 6, Genesis chapter 6, verse 9 and 1 and up to 1 and 3, if you read, after the flood and everything is over, Noah has built the altar and then said, and Noah and God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. The fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every bird of the air, upon everything that creeps on the ground and all that fish of the sea into your hand, and they are delivered. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you, and as I gave you the green plants, I give you everything. In other words, Lord say, Noah, be human. Be human. Lord made us as human beings. Lord has not made us animals. So he wants us that what he has given us as a family, let have love, full love for the families. Husband and wife, father and mother, grandma and grandpa. Everybody, we have to live as a family, as a God's family, and we love each other. God said to Noah, I am happy that what I asked you, you have done that. You have loved me supremely, but also love your family. Love what I have given to you. When we love our families, when we as a family worship together, ever since I came here, I have seen how your pastor and the family and the children, all you are this, you know, as a together, as a group you are moving. I always say this in my church also. We are God's family and God has given us a family. So as a family we should grow. So the people around us will see when the world is falling apart, as Christians, as believers, we should have families which will worship together. Not only Noah, but Noah's family should worship together. When we'll come to the church, when we'll gather together in the breakfast table, when we'll gather together at the end of the day, sometime in our church also I said, I inquire about the young people, your altar was all right today? Or mommy prayed at one side, daddy prayed at one corner, you prayed at one corner. It is not so. As a family, we have to sit together. We have to find out time and we have to give thanks to the Lord. God, you have given us this family. You have given us children. You have given us all what is around us. And Noah was a family man. And so Noah, God said, be human. Only time we are coming to the church, the Lord is happy with us not. Even when we move out in our day-to-day work, Lord's eyes are upon us. So he wants us in our day-to-day activities. He is happy when we come here to worship him. He also looks during the rest of the 6 days when we are out in our families, when we are in our workplaces, how we deal with him. Dear ones, we want to see the smiling face of our God. That is the goal of our life. And how it is possible, look into the life of Noah. Noah was a pleasure in God's eyes. If you and I want to be a pleasure in God's eyes, do what Noah did. And then God's blessings will be upon us. Every time, not only the someone has to say, let the God, he makes his face shine upon him, it will remain shining. So Lord will remain smiling on us. And what a joy it is. May God bless each one of us. Thank you.